You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months. No money down. Hurry, this offer ends on the 31st, which is tomorrow, I believe, right?
Well, today. Today's the last day.
Okay. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
All right. Yeah, Pella, we love Pella. Hey, something that's coming up. We talk about the great weekends, all the events in Green Bay. This Dancing with Our Stars.
I wish you hadn't changed shirts.
Right? Right?
They are wearing the red. I know.
So I wear red today. I wear my Badger pullover. And Jim was wearing a red pullover. He's like, I got to change. I got to keep a shirt here because I don't want to be the same color as you.
That
our
is
two
true.
Guests here all wearing. We would have had four of us across the board all wearing the same
But we don't.
Uniform.
Instead, we Kim Pernup and Nicole Hoffman. Well, it's nice to see you again.
You too.
Dancing with Our Stars is just a fun event, but it's also a fundraiser. So tell us what's going on this October 4th.
Well, there's eight of us dancers that have... are dancing for a nonprofit, a local nonprofit.
Nice.
And yours is?
Mine is a Spiro. And it's really all about bringing awareness to the nonprofit that we're supporting and also raising funds. And they go directly to the company that or the nonprofit that we're dancing for. So, you know, it's a lot of work, a lot more than I thought. I thought it was just, you know, learn a dance and go dance.
Is it like when you watch the real Dancing with the Stars and they see the rehearsals and somebody's crying and somebody's whatever? Does that stuff really happen?
I think so. I didn't cry at any of mine, but there were several different times I've heard that, you know, some people were frustrated. There was one instance where I danced with Jay Morth here in town.
Sure.
And he's dancing with two other women besides me. And they were doing a dress rehearsal, and he stepped on her skirt and ripped it right off.
So, wow. Okay.
Those things do happen. I was lucky enough that, I didn't fall or anything like that.
And with a Spiro dancing, there's a little pressure. And there's a lot of people that come to this, as they should, you know. And this is at Epic this year, which is just got great sight lines. You know, you're not blocked on anything. And we'll talk about that. But Nicole, tell me what's your role in all this. Are you dancing?
I am not dancing.
She is my support. She is behind the scenes.
So Kim works for Espiro, and Espiro's been in the Green Bay area for over 60 years. And we're
an organization
that serves people with disabilities.
Wonderful organization. I know some of your clients and everything, and nobody can say higher praise than the actual clients about what you people do over there.
And that's why we do it. We love our clients.
And they love you, too. I mean, that is a lot of energy over there, and everything from the hats to just you do a lot of activities as well to keep them engaged.
Yes. It's Espiro's mission to bring our clients joy and purpose in their lives. And we do that through several different programs. We have an employment track that they can go through if it's their goal to be employed in the community. We also have a very expansive day service program that many of our clients take part in. They can participate in the arts, music, fitness, classroom instruction. And then we're a partner in the Brown County Birth to Three program. So we serve individuals from zero up until their senior years.
Wow, great. That's great. So, Kim, tell us about you're raising money or an awareness, a little of both, and tell us a little bit about, I want to get back a little bit about this rehearsal. You stepping on anybody's dress?
No, I didn't step on it. I may have stepped on Jay's toes a few times.
Yeah.
But we have been practicing once a week since March 25th was our first date.
Wow.
I see that the work that goes in.
Yeah.
I know a lot of work goes in.
Wow.
I have some friends do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. That piece of it, to me, has been... the most fun about it, but the awareness that I've been able to raise for Espiro. Nicole and I did a Brat Barnett Festival.
Oh, cool. Fun.
We did a 50-50 raffle at a Rockers game because it was Rockers night for the Aspiro clients.
Great.
And
great.
Had a great night doing that. So it was just a lot of different, had an event at Legacy. So it's really, you know, raising the funds that go directly to our nonprofit, but raising awareness and along the lines, have a little fun with it.
That's, are you and I the only two people that haven't been to Legacy?
No, I've been there a couple times.
Oh, you've been there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a great place.
Yeah, I'm the only person amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. Tell me, do you mind some of the other dancers, some of the other nonprofits that are there?
Yeah, there's Awakening. And,
right, they've been on our show, yes.
And mm-hmm. there is the Women's Fund.
Yep,
and
good one.
The Green Bay Educational Fund.
Wow, isn't that nice? But the point I wanted to make is that it's all local.
Yeah,
and there's so many, I don't want to call it like not-for-profit, but there's so many charitable things that we need to support here, and it's hard to pick. I mean, you're going to spend
It is hard. It was hard.
They're all good.
You know, going out and asking people to donate. Sure. You know, there were eight of us out in the community raising money for what we thought was the best nonprofit.
I get that. And I work for the new community shelter, a homeless shelter, and I would like to think that's the best, but they're also good. And I learned that in my last job. They are. They're just what touches your heart. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's only, like they say, I asked some guy for money, you know, and I had three things I wanted him. He goes, look, there's only one wallet. And I'm like, I get that, you know, and I appreciate that.
But I'm just amazed the commitment. When you say, okay, I'll do it, and you've been practicing since March. You're out, you know, what Jim and I were talking about when we were kids at the Catholic schools, we used to save the pagan babies and things like that. You're always, did you have to do that too?
No.
Oh, okay. So anyway, but anyway, it's like you're constantly, you know, hey, can I get a quarter, get some change, right. Get whatever. I mean, that's a grind.
Well,
and that's a commitment you've made now to help this.
Yeah, and you're dry. I mean, it has consumed my mind, as Nicole will say. I'll go in there, I'm going, oh my God, who can I ask now? And you know,
right.
I'm driving down the street. Oh, there's a business. Maybe I should stop there.
Right.
You know what? It's been a great experience. I've loved doing what I'm doing. I believe and love Aspiro, but I am looking forward to it being done.
Right? It just is. It's a little humbling, and it's the other thing. I wouldn't
have the guts to do it. Would you?
I think I've done that. I think what
Todd, would you?
I could not do it, but Kim, I wanted to ask you, have you seen yourself get in better shape over the several months?
Well, it certainly hasn't hurt.
Yeah. I was just saying, Jim, maybe you could dance for the
there
homeless
you
shelter.
Go.
I've been asked. I'll give you money.
You get to wear a tux. Oh,
okay. I got that on radio.
I will.
Forget the Osepka.
But it is. John.
Just saying.
But it's. What's good about this is it brings you have more awareness of everything else too. You know, it's just, you just can't lose with these things. It's a fundraiser. It's an awareness for the community. And I think sometimes these businesses got to hear, wow, I didn't really know about you. Although I'd like a lot of people know about Aspiro, but there's some of these small awakenings. There's some smaller groups that I think need to be elevated.
And you'd be
more
surprised when we're out like at a fundraiser, a lot of people are like, who is Aspiro?
Yeah,
what is
Aspiro? Doesn't
that
hurt?
Really?
Oh, I know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm in a capital campaign now, and it's like, are you kidding? But you can't say that. You go, oh, you know, this is what we do, but it's like, we've only been here 20 years. But
wow, I didn't know.
30.
So, again, back to the history of this. There was it the Heart Association? I'm sorry, who was it for before?
Red Cross.
Red Cross, okay. And that was, how many years did that happen, do you know?
I want to say that went on for about a decade.
Oh, okay. And then that stopped for a couple of years, right?
Yes.
And then who revived it?
The organizer, Sean Kaiser,
okay.
He brought it back last year.
Okay.
He emcees this again?
Yes.
He does.
He enjoys doing that.
I used to work with Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sean's
He's a good
great.
Guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he brought it back last year, and the difference is that you weren't all just fundraising for the Red Cross. You chose your own organization to fundraise. So each year there's about eight different organizations that benefit from the event.
I think that's a really good idea. And look, everybody loves the Red Cross, right? They do
of
a
course.
Lot of good things. But 10 years from now, and nobody gives money to just one thing, I don't think, in Green Bay. Don't you see that? It's like, well, a little bit of this here and there, but this
is... Well, and everybody has the organization that's really close to their heart. And
right.
That's the one that they wanted to fundraise for.
That's awesome.
And a lot of times it's a personal connection, you know, cousin, spouse, something like that. Tell us more about the event. Now, is there food there, the cost? Tell me, can they donate while they're there, or is it
and
all
tell
ahead of
people
time?
You're not allowed to walk across the dance floor during an intermission with a glass of wine.
Somebody I think there's a story there.
Somebody may have done that back when Murphy was dancing in the stars. And I won't get into it, but
right.
I'm the only person almost kicked out of Dancing
but
with
he
the
did. But he did.
Yeah. Well, there isn't food. It's not a dinner event. Doors open at 6:30. There's a cocktail hour.
Right.
And then the actual dancing event starts at 8. And lasts probably about an hour. I mean, everybody's dance is just probably under 2 minutes.
That's so much fun, though, to see. And you, I just want to give you credit. I mean, since March, I didn't know you practiced that long, but you guys do a really good job on that thing.
Well, thank
I think.
You.
I just did.
It's always surprising how talented people can be out there on a dance floor.
Well,
now.
You know, the professionals that are helping us in town. So there's Jay Morth, who's with right. who I'm dancing with, and he's got two other women that he's dancing with. So he's with three. So he's learning three, or, you know, he choreographed three dances.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then Michael and Mina. Their studio, Michael is dancing with three women, and then Mina's dancing with two men. So,
oh, wow.
You know, they have a lot. They put a lot of time and effort into this, too.
I'll bet. Now, let me ask you this. When you get there that night, is there a competitive juices thing, or do you just want to do your best and not think about the others?
What do you think
you
she's
going
to say? Well, I mean, you know what I mean?
No. She's a competitive girl. That's I'll tell you that.
That's what I'm asking.
This has been the hardest thing, I think, that I've done competitively because I really haven't. Athletically, you can somewhat control some things that you do. But this is, you know, asking for money. And the winner of the mirror ball is the person that wins the most money.
Raises the most
money.
That's all well and good. I'm just talking about the competitive juices that are going to be out there that night.
Of course I want to do the best.
That's awesome.
That's what I was looking for.
Kim, did you pick your song? Did you pick the dance?
Jay and I did together. I'm not a ballroom dancer. So I just said, hey, I want something fun. I want it. Poppy.
Is it a song we would know?
Yeah. We built this city on rock and roll.
Oh, no
Ooh,
kidding.
I like that. That's my intro to my radio show when I lean local. I have a show on Sundays. And yeah, because we built this city. It's all about local things. All right. That is awesome. Well, I'm going to give you double what I was thinking. So, okay.
Okay.
I love the song. I do. I love that song.
Okay. One more time. Wrap it up. Tell us where, when, and who's involved.
So it's this Saturday at Epic. And there's 8 of us dancing. And tickets can be they're not really purchased. It's a donation, $100 donation. And
all right.
That's it.
All right. It's a big social event, though.
Big
really
social
is.
Event.
Great. Aspiro, phenomenal organization. Thanks
nice.
For everything.
Nice. Thank you.
You want to say hello to your brother-in-law?
Hey, Jerry, if you're listening, good morning.
Hello, Jerry. Thanks for listening. Kim and Nicole, thank you both so very
thank
much
you.
For being here. This could be fun. We'll be back with more right after. Say you don't care. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? Who was this, Todd?
This is Starship.
Starship.
And when I interview people, politicians, other mayors, I've had the mayor from Menasha, DePere, this is my intro song, and I ask him, you know, what's your rock and roll? Like, what are the two things that really make your city great? And of course, the people. They better say that. But, you know, it's education, infrastructure. Or they'll name some great thing that they have in their community. But, yeah, I do like that song.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But Aspiro, you can't beat them. And
no.
I think it's great for these people raising money for their own,
right.
You know, what they're most vested in. I think that's awesome.
8 different charitable things in Green Bay.
So did you think about it?
I did. But like she said, March, I mean, you're going to.
That's a commitment.
Right. And it's October.
There's no place to hide once you're out there on that dance floor.
Well, that's
man.
It. Well, that
there
part.
There is no place to hide.
But you got to be. Good, not great. You don't have to win, but the winner really, the people who get their mirror ball aren't really necessarily the best dancers.
No,
it's who raised the most money.
Well, that's what I mean, but.
And I don't mind
whether it's
doing
just,
that.
You know, just kind of like checking out the other dancers, you'll know kind of, did I do as good or better than everybody else?
But tough when you're with the job I had to pick one.
Yeah,
people don't
I'll
like
bet.
That.
No,
like,
I believe it.
I remember when I first got elected, I got a letter because I was on the board of a hospital, and the other hospital wrote, like, you shouldn't do that anymore. And they were kind of right. It's like, look, you know, you got to be
wait a minute, say that again?
I was on the board of a hospital in Green Bay. There's three hospital systems, right?
Yeah.
And I got a letter from one of them saying, mayor really shouldn't do that now that he's mayor, because you're going to want to be neutral.
Got it, and that made sense to me.
I thought, you know what, I got to be honest, right? I didn't even think about that. I'm like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Picking one charity, I like to support them all, but to do Dancing with the Stars, or Dancing with Our Stars, I should say, you do pick one.
Yeah.
And I think you should really do it, Jim.
I do too.
I think you'd be Todd would light on like your feet. I think you'd be light on your feet.
I could do it now.
You could dance to...
No. We're not talking about the board. We're talking about dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I said I could do it now because I'm not aligned. I can pick a charity now.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I would probably do it for the new community shelter.
Sure.
So, but I'm not.
You can
anyway,
dance
thank
to
you
the
for...
Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music, right?
I think that would be the perfect
maybe something
one.
Barbershop?
Edelweiss? Something,
I could told do... Rolf the other night that you said hello. We could do something. I'm telling you,
we could have a scene from
Sound of Music.
The Edelweiss, we could do that. But that's a little slow.
I don't know, man.
All right. Could be
no, the Doe Deer, we could do that, and I could do that. We could get the crowd going on
get
that.
Get a bunch of little kids right. on the Doe Deer, yeah. Get my granddaughter, she would do
oh,
one of them.
Oh, she'd be awesome.
She'd be great.
She's a Spitfire, yep. so. Anyway, we'll think about it, John. You should do it, too. And Todd, you? And
no, I'm not going to do it.
We're all in next thing. Year Dancing with Our Stars, so.
No. Somebody asked me the other day about what songs, or was it a thing, and that brings back, as soon as you hear it, brings back memories of high school dances or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was Hey Jude. It's like, are you from that? Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember dancing
singing on the bus.
Hey Jude, yeah. okay? And then when the fast stuff comes on, sitting down.
I'm going to go
it's
sit
like,
down.
I'm out. Nope, I'm out.
When
I dance fast, it's all I basically do is grind. I'm serious. That's my only move.
Have you guys seen online that there is a poll on social media asking, they want to do kind of a roast at the Tarleton?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, I'm out.
But you guys are like in the lead right now.
I'm out.
Jim and John.
I got somebody sent me that. Yeah. Did you see?
Like, no. I'll tell you what, I used to be involved in the roast. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of everything. For Lindy Infante for Special Olympics used to do the Lindy Infante roast.
Who would you roast?
Lindy
you?
Infante.
Oh,
Packers
oh I
coach.
See.
I think we did it 3 years in a row.
And you had to get the roasties, whatever they call
it's,
that.
It's hard. That's a lot of.
And you don't want to step on somebody else's. You can see you just get your own little shtick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's harder than people think. Yeah.
I don't know if I would be a good recipient of a
I
roast.
I don't think you would.
I don't. I think after a while, I would laugh a little bit.
And
in
then
the
you'd
beginning,
be like, okay, that's enough.
And then I'd get up and leave, and they'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
So
I could see that, too.
I don't want to risk my.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
What's left?
I was just going to say, risk what?
What's left? You know what? That sums up for both of us. Just, we're not even saying our future. We're not saying for just what's left. That sums it up perfectly. Perfectly. I love that. All right.
We don't want to risk what's left.
Yeah. Just, we don't want to risk what's left.
I don't
left.
Even take Social Security yet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
Got a text here from Mike. He said, my wife Lisa participated in the Dancing with the Stars. First time she raised over $50,000.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Wow. It was quite the process and a ton of work.
It just is.
I believe it.
The two things, right? The physical dancing has got to be work. And then just hustling everybody, you know, brothers and sisters and business. Like she said, she's driving by a business. Should I pull in there?
And I got to be honest with you. Gets old asking, doesn't it? I mean,
They don't call back. It's
I know.
But I don't know. That would be, I don't know. If you do it for the veterans, I'll do it for the
homeless shelter. I'm not dancing. There's not a chance in the world I'm dancing. Not a chance. I'm the world's worst dancer.
But they make you look good. Those guys know, or those ladies know what they're doing. Remember they had that guy on? He was like you.
I'd be like Sean Spicer.
Is that the guy from Trump?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I was just thinking. That guy wore that
he was not
blouse.
Good.
Oh, my God. He was.
But they said that somebody, I remember that somebody, paparazzi, caught him buying a pair of men's Spanx underwear at a store. They're to make your butt look a lot smaller and everything like that.
Man.
Saw you bought a pair of Spanx. No,
that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. So, I mean, but it is a fun, we all need to donate, and it's nice to get a little enjoyment out of it, and that would be a fun evening, right?
Oh, yeah, no question. Like I said, I've been to a couple of them. They're fun.
They are.
And it's fun seeing somebody you know. It's impressive, because I'll tell you what's cool. Seeing somebody you know who are just normal people, and then seeing how well-trained they are for that night is really something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. I mean, those guys that are doing it with them, they it's really something. It's impressive.
And I think it's going to be good for the audience to really learn about other... I mean, people, a lot of people, everybody knows Red Cross and Aspiro and New Community, but like she even said, there's some people that don't. And then some of these smaller organizations, it'll give them a chance to talk to the, 500 people who are going to be there and say, hey,
that's the worst when you go to get money from somebody in there. Who are you? Where are you from? I've never heard of that. Okay. All right.
And you got to be like,
and you're trying to raise money. Yeah. That's not easy. That's not good. We come back. We got a great military author coming on. We've got Tom Miazga, the most fit seated man in the world, who just won his eighth CrossFit World Championship. Laura McLaughlin, Karen Ivinson, Ebb and Flow Community Living Room. A special thanks to having Kim and Nicole here. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
At civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Once again, a beautiful looking day out there on an otherwise solemn Monday, coming off a loss to the Vikings.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Chris. Okay, yes.
55.
That was not a bad loss, John. Did you read the comments on that?
What do you mean?
I mean, they came back big time.
Oh,
they
only
lost
question.
By two.
Well, I agree. I totally agree. But to go down 28-0 is like
You called that special teams. You did.
I said that last week when we were there about putting against Sprint, and I said I could just see our kicker clanking one at the worst possible time, and he clanked two of them yesterday.
$20 he cost us.
Okay.
I do think they're going to replace him, though, right?
I do, too. I'd be shocked if he was there tomorrow. I think they'll take the other guy, maybe, that had beaten up. The Anders Carlson isn't with anybody. You know, the Packers kicker from last year.
Okay.
He's still a free agent. So, I don't know who's... I know. You don't want to bring him back.
What's chatter on Mason Crosby? Is he still...
He was with the Giants for a while. I think it was last year and didn't look very good. I mean, you know, he's got to be 40, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
His days are... Yeah. I'm just saying. I'll tell you what,
one of the nicest guys and one of the greatest guys. I love him. And
sure appreciate what he did here all those years. Appreciate how good he was, how solid he was.
A lot of charity and just a great guy.
Oh, yeah. One of the nicest guys.
I saw something on that or heard something on that. Well, Mason Crosby, I was like, was he still around?
Yeah.
Is he playing?
No. But he did. I want to say somebody else helped me on this. Didn't he kick a few games with the Giants last year and was nothing special? Yeah.
I don't remember hearing about it. So anyway, don't follow this.
But you're right, though. One of the all-time good guys.
Yeah.
Literally one of the all-time good guys as far as for, community type things and around town.
And boy, do we need that. You know, we just talked about Dancing with Our Stars. 8 different charitable organizations are going to be dancing. And boy, it's nice when you can align yourself with a Packer on some of those things.
Well, I remember we were doing a thing for Haiti. Remember when Haiti had their horrible hurricane years ago, like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And we're doing all the relief things. And we did like a remote from, one of the food stores. I don't even remember which one. And he came. We'd asked him if he'd come there on a Saturday morning or something. You know what I mean? That's the kind of guy he is. Just kind of, absolutely.
Jordy Nelson, those
guys
were.
Yeah, Jordy.
They
same type
really
of thing.
Good about doing that.
But A.J. Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of your guys.
Well, he was one of them. Yeah. Loved him. Driver. So.
Yeah.
Just, that's nice when we can do it all, but again, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that she said there's 8 organizations that are going to be dancing at this thing Saturday at Epic. There's a lot more than that in the area, but we to go to that and learn about them and say, hey, look, I didn't even know we had that in our community. And
okay, you know what you need to do if you don't want to dance?
Okay.
You need to find somebody, okay? And then, but with the, you know, agreement that they'll give all the proceeds to the community shelter.
What do you mean?
Find a dancer. Find a guy or a woman and say, hey, would you like to be in Dancing with the Stars? But you got to give the proceeds to the community shelter. What do you think? I think you should do that.
Like,
I bet there's somebody out there that'd be a pretty good dancer and likes charities that would say, you know what, Jim, for next year, I'd be willing to do that.
I'm bringing in that picture of me and Donald Driver and who's the lady?
What lady?
That one.
Oh, yeah. I got pictures of her in the dugout from the Driver.
No, this is with the mirror ball.
They had the mirror ball there.
Okay, I got a picture of the three of us.
Me too.
I'll bring that in. Maybe we can get one of those.
What's her name? One word. It's like a one word.
Bina?
Who? No.
Tarina or something?
Somebody help us out. Who did Donald Driver? Who was his dance partner when they won it? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I interviewed her.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I sat next to her.
That was a fun event, and this is going to be great, too.
Yeah, I guess Driver's son is...
Was it PETA?
Yes.
PETA.
I'm bringing in a picture of Driver and PETA.
I guess Donald's son is a real good athlete.
What?
PETA Murgatroyd.
Murgatroyd.
Murgatroyd. Yeah. No wonder she went with PETA.
Just with PETA. Wow. What's she doing now? Is she still dancing?
I'm not sure. When's the last time you heard Murgatroyd?
Never.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Heard Murgatroyd.
Wasn't that in a cartoon? Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds like when he always was the Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny with the Pfeffernugel or something?
Haas and Pfeffer.
Yeah.
I think it's Heavens to Purgatory.
Same thing.
So anyway, I'm going to try that one thing that I read this morning. A shot of pure olive oil every morning.
Oof.
It's like so good for you, you can't believe it. I'm going to try that.
There's so many.
What?
I think the olive oil industry may have done that study.
I'm just telling you. I think that's going to be a good one. You want to know something? I've been eating a lot of protein. Okay.
Yes.
You know what has a lot of calories? Cottage cheese. Doesn't cottage cheese seem like one of those things that people use?
I'm on a diet.
I'm having cottage cheese.
Yeah, I thought that was good for you.
It's got a lot of calories.
150.
Oh, that's a lot of calories. I mean, if you have 2 servings, I mean, like I do, that's 300. That's like a...
How many servings are in one of those?
I don't know. You know what?
I
don't know. You know why? Because I just eat it right out of the carton.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just eat it right out of the carton.
There's a place where if you buy 5 or more, it's $1 off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Will it stay good enough?
Well, there's dates on there. Why? How long is it going to last you?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, if it's a couple weeks, 3 weeks, you'll eat it.
Yeah. I'd eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even a question. You know what? You know what seems gross to me, though?
What?
They say you should use it because you know what else I bought? Well, I got that stuff from Dennis from the Glam Band, gave me Chicava. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it says in there you can mix it, like if you want to mix it, with like cottage cheese to make a smoothie. That sounds gross to me. Doesn't cottage cheese
in a smoothie
sound gross? I mean, I could just say yogurt or cottage cheese ground up.
Yeah, I only buy cottage cheese with chives.
Cottage cheese and chives?
With the chives in there already. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A little more taste.
All right.
Hey, I was going to tell you, I spent some money this weekend. I went and bought my candy for...
Halloween?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. Well, what's the difference? All made now.
Half of it's going to be gone.
That's not in my house. Better not be. But, yeah. But the big bars.
Big bars?
Yeah.
Full size bars. Every kid that comes to your door is going to get a full size bar.
Spend $240.
Okay.
Dollar bar.
Wow. So $240 on candy and $160 on apples.
And I had some other stuff I spent. This was an expensive weekend. And I didn't even do anything. I really didn't do that
much. All right. Let's go to our man, David Jones. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Thanks for having me on.
Oh man, this is great. David, first of all, give a little bit of your military background, if you don't mind, please.
Okay, I'm a retired special agent with the Air Force OSI, or Office of Special Investigations. Oh. If you've been familiar, you've probably seen the TV show NCIS.
It's absolutely
the Air Force sister service to that agency. I retired from there in 2011, and then I married a Youper. I'm from Arizona. I married a Youper, so I ended up in Wisconsin, because that's how marriage works.
Where in the UP?
She's from Iron Mountain.
Okay. She Italian?
Yep. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. She doesn't look it, but she is.
Everybody from Iron Mountain's got a little Italian in them.
I guess so.
And then you went to, you and I are something kind of similar, too. I lived really close to McClintock High School in Tempe.
Yep, that's where I grew up. I grew up in Tempe, Arizona. I did all my partying at the when I was in high school at the ASU where you went to college.
Perfect. A lot of great memories about those days. Well, David, tell us, first of all, you know, I write books on, you know, military type things.
Yeah, I've seen them, yeah.
But it's a grind, no matter what. It's a grind. And, man, you have turned out novels. How do you do this? Give me a little background on how you got into this and the topic you wanted to pursue.
Okay, well, after I retired from the military in 2011, I came back to Wisconsin here. I live near Appleton, and I became a police officer in Grand Chute, and then I just retired 2 years ago as the chief of police for UW Green Bay. And then I needed something to do. I liked reading books, and my wife gave me a lot of to-do lists around the house. Uh-huh. So if I wasn't have my nose in the computer typing books, she would give me chores. So that's how I cranked out so many books so fast.
But how
trying to avoid honey-do list.
But, I mean, fiction is so hard. I would think it'd be really hard. Just got to be so compelling. Like, mine are all interviews with my vets, and pretty much what they say is what goes in. But, boy, you got to take a different direction.
Yeah, but I bet you that fiction, they don't fact-check it like they would. You know what I mean?
You'd be surprised. Because a lot of my readers, I mean, my books are, they're fiction, but I really stay true to form. So my characters aren't quite like Jack Reacher. They're all realistic. Okay. It's fiction, so there's some excitement, of course, but all my locations are true and correct, and my characters are correct, and the tactics are correct. For example, in book 3 of my Guardians of Rockport series, and they all take place in Wisconsin, my cover art made the AK-47 the guy's holding backwards. So I had about 20 emails from all my buddies talking about the left-handed AK-47 he's holding.
Yeah, at least they're looking at it.
Yeah, people look at it. Cops are critical.
Yeah. I was talking to John.
Well, can I just say, did you hear about that commander in the Navy who lost his commission?
I did. He was shooting the rifle with the scope bomb backwards.
Yes.
Wow.
And then made it all over the news.
Yes. So you're asking, Jim, if people are paying close attention? You want to talk about tough critics? Yeah.
So what is your, and I was telling John, I didn't read your book before this interview. Sure. What is the fiction? What is the, you say the right. Case place in Wisconsin? Yeah.
Oh, yep. I have two different series going. One series called Fox Valley Homicide. And each book, I'm only one book out right now, takes place in a different city in the Fox Valley. Appleton's the first book. My main series is called Guardians of Rockport. It's a fictional dystopian post-collapse book, if you will.
I was trying to say the word. I can tell already in my head I can't say it.
745.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. So Rockport is a fictional town outside of Appleton. And kind of like we are now, the country's at war with China and Russia. We get with a cyber attack, which cripples a nation, and kind of the wheels come off the bus. And it's about a band of like volunteer firemen, veterans, just a group of people that band together to protect their community. And it's doing pretty well. Book 5 just came out in that series. And it's actually taken off pretty well. Sold about 4,000 copies, which just for a little nobody author in Fox Valley, that's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Where do we get your book? Are you self-published, or how does this all work?
I'm self-published, but you can get them on Amazon.com. It's the best place. A lot of local bookstores have them. Barnes & Noble has some of them, but the best place would be Amazon.com. Awesome. Under David Jones, author.
So your mind must be working all the time for future books, huh? I mean, different scenarios, different things like that.
Man, I have so many ideas going on, and it's all based off real cases I've worked. Because I've been a cop for 30 years. They're all loosely based off cases I've worked or been part of, and, of course, the fictional aspect takes it on. But it's like my newest book, I know since the mayor's there, my new book that came out, Fox Valley Homicide, No Perfect Crime, it's a political thriller where there's a candidate running, she's a Democratic attorney running against a Republican mayor, and she gets killed in her home in Appleton. So the investigation is who killed the candidate, political candidate.
Jim
so
Schmidt.
Wow.
His dog Milton went crazy.
Tim Hanna.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. I was just going to ask, and you answered the question, just your experience, how that ties into your writing. Because, I mean, to be the chief of police, you see everything.
Yeah, I've been a federal agent for over 20 years. I've been a state police officer for 10 years, and I've seen all aspects of crime.
Yeah.
And it ties into it. All my books, they all have a big military theme. All my characters or all my stories have a military theme character. in Guardians of Rockport. The main character is retired OSI special agent like myself who became a state trooper. I picked a state trooper because it was more relatable than a chief of police. Nobody likes a chief. In my homicide books, it's the main character is a retired OSI agent, and but he's a turned Appleton police detective. And there was a bit of counterintelligence and psychological aspect to it. It's a fun read, and I get pretty good reviews.
Wow. Do you incorporate different landmarks around the area then?
I do. In fact, my homicide book, the first one, there's several landmarks around the area that's talked about. But like the Hearthstone Museum, it's the house museum in Appleton. It's the first house to have hydroelectricity.
Yeah.
And so there's a hostage situation in that house. And I got to work with the curator of the museum, so she's the hostage.
Oh.
So a lot of the people that wanted to be in the book, you know, I used their real names with their permission in a fictional aspect.
Oh,
which
neat.
Makes it fun for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And that house is amazing, isn't it? If people haven't stopped in there, it's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big history nerd, so I love that. I put a lot of history into it. My, my next homicide book is going to involve that as well. It's going to probably take place modern time, but it'll be a cold case. So we'll start off modern time, but then we'll go back to around like the progressive era, like 1910. That way I can kind of show the city police are more progressive and the county sheriffs more, you know, old school cowboy type. And I get to put a lot of history. There's a lot
changed.
Of old history places in Appleton, like the Silver Spur Saloon. It was a brothel back in the 1800s. So there's a lot of old landmarks that are still places today, which makes it a fun spin on a local story.
Awesome. Hey, David, can you stick around? We got some more questions for you, if you don't mind.
You bet.
And just be about a 1 minute break.
All right. I want to ask you who your favorite authors are.
Yeah, we got a lot more to ask. All right. Dave. David Jones, a tremendous author. Back right after this. Welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here with David Jones, a great local author. David, you know, you're talking about some people who are fictional but based on somebody. Do you ever have your buddies or whomever say, okay, such and such in your book, was that based on, and then fill in the blank? Does that happen?
That happens all the time, and they're usually right. I mean, most of my buddies, all the characters are based off people I know, people I've served with in the service, or a friend. I'm a volunteer firefighter in the village of Harrison, so there's a lot of local people, and I change the name usually, so they might have a similar first name, but people know who they are, and I get a lot of those questions about, hey, is that me in the book?
Huh.
And it makes it fun.
I think that's cool. I think that's really cool. How do you sell your books then? I know Amazon.com and some of the bookstores.
Amazon.com, I do some Facebook ads, but I do a lot of book signings. Like this Saturday, I'll be in Marinette at the Rec Center from noon to 4 doing a book signing.
Awesome.
So I do a lot of local book signings in Northeast Wisconsin.
Excellent.
Who do you like to read? I like this David Baldacci, right?
I love his book.
Oh my God.
Jack Carr, I like a lot of those.
Easy reads, and those are page turners. I just,
Well, you mentioned Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
And you're right. He's so over the top. You know, he's 6'5", 220 pounds, and the smartest guy and the toughest guy and the best shot. You know what I mean? It was like, really?
Yeah, so all my characters are real people. They have training, and they have different things, but they're all flawed characters. They make mistakes. They make assumptions, and they all have issues. Some have PTSD. Some have different – they all have different character flaws. They don't make them bad people. It just makes them human. They do cool things in the book, but there are mistakes that are made because they're not robots.
That's what I mean. And Reachers were just a little
– over the top. Yeah.
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 Well, that sounds awesome.
It sounds great.
It's a fun read, but all my books are – I'd say they're realistic. I've been a SWAT guy and a tactics instructor for years. So I apply a lot of realistic things, but I also kind of explain to the reader why we're doing this, why we're slicing the fire, going around a door a certain way, or why we're using this part of a vehicle for cover.
Yeah.
So I put a lot of little tactical tidbits, which I think it makes it interesting. And a lot of the first part of the books where they're doing the crime scene, I do a real crime scene. You don't see the detective dipping his finger in blood or in some sort of powder and tasting to see if it's cocaine. I cover the real crime scene like a real police procedural. Which people seem to appreciate that aren't in law enforcement, that they can, you know, see the aspects of it, how it's really done. We can't do this because we don't have enough probable cause for a search warrant. that sort of thing. We understand the difficulties that we face.
I'm really looking forward to reading.
Me too. You've got my interest. Oh, you got great energy. Do you get? Let me just ask you a few on the writing side. Do you get writer's block? You sure don't sound like it. No. I mean,
man, I don't. I have insomnia. I don't sleep a lot. But I usually get up at 2 a.m. I wake up for my second pee of the night, then I can't go back to sleep, so I start writing my book.
We've got a thing here that's framed from Warren Gertz, who is the great writer here for Green Bay Press Gazette. And he did a story. He was doing a series on where people work at home, you know, home work type things. And I had my office right. But the headline of the story is Mino does his best work in the morning. And it's exactly the same thing. It would be about 2:30 or 3. And I would get up and I'd be so clearly focused for at least a couple of hours. That is exactly when I do my writing, too.
Yeah. So most of it's done between like 2 a.m. and 5.
Yes.
Or 6. And-
yes. Don't you have, like, clarity, David?
I do. That's when I wake up, and that's when my mind's focused. I'm a morning person. So,
yeah. Oh, that's cool. Hey, give us the names of your books again, please.
All right. My post-collapse series is Guardians of Rockport by David Jones.
Apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic. Yeah, that's it.
There we go.
I guess I haven't had my coffee enough this morning. It's late in the day already.
It was going to drive me crazy until I got it right. Yeah. So go ahead.
And my homicide series is called Fox Valley Homicide.
Okay.
That sounds
great. And
you can
also go to my webpage. My author's webpage is davideldonjones.com. DavideldonJones.com.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
I want to look these up. I hope to see you at a book signing sometime.
Yeah, I have a few coming up. Next one's Saturday in Marinette.
Okay.
We love having authors on here because I think sometimes we live in a community that, you know, sports gets, you know, the top billing, and there's so much talent in music and arts. And just thanks for doing this, sharing it. And I'm sure kids are, you go to the high schools and tell these kids how to become a writer, because there's a lot of people who would like to be writers, and it takes a real art to do that. So I think this is great. You're doing that. I'm really looking forward to this book. I'm going to read definitely that Fox Valley. That sounds good. I like the crime scene.
So, thank you so much, and I'll be on your show anytime you want. So
well, Dave, I got to ask you one more question. Have you been to Iron Mountain?
I have.
What do you eat when you're up there?
My wife likes there's a local pizza place. I can't think of the name, but it's a local pizza place you always have to go to.
Okay. Do you ever have pasties?
Brutamessos, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Brutamessos, right downtown.
Yeah.
Do you ever have pasties?
I didn't know what a pasty was until I met my wife. Not a thing in the rest of the country.
Not a thing in Tempe, Arizona.
Put it in your book. Make it popular.
Yeah. Well, when I came to Wisconsin, there's a lot of terminology I didn't know. I didn't know what a pasty was. And when I became a local cop, people were asking me what the time machine is. And I had no idea what they were talking about. What you call an ATM machine up here from some point.
You know, I still call them time machines. I remember when you and I had breakfast someplace,
you and
Jim.
Stewie.
And I said, there's a time machine here. Yeah, I still call them time machines. Some things are hard to,
That and the bubble.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
Thank you so much for everything.
You bet.
David Jones, keep in touch, okay? We want to follow you. All right, thanks,
awesome.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. See ya. David Jones, local author from Appleton. Those books sound great. I love the fact that they're based on a community.
And it's fiction, but it's not.
It's all based
crazy
on
fiction.
Yeah. He said, all based on things he's dealt with.
Right.
And all the stuff he's still doing. Like, he's still a volunteer fireman.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Okay, he was in here in the studio. We always say everybody that comes in the studio is cooler than us. He's cooler than us over the phone.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Still want him to come in, though.
Yeah. I agree, man.
We'll get him in.
Talked to him for a long time. No, he was great. Okay, when we come back, once again, Tom Miazga. Miazga.
Yep.
Will be joining us. 8-time now. We had him a year ago on here. He was going for the world championship in CrossFit, and he did it again. World championship again. Amazing. He'll be joining us. Talk about guys that are cooler than us.
I know, they all are.
Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.